Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
Today's commentary and podcast is called QE Forever. The Federal Reserve's final meeting of 2025 was a masterclass in obfuscation and monetary malfeasance. Chair Powell, with his trademark calm delivery, announced yet another 25 basis point cut, bringing the Fed funds rate down to 3.5 to 3.75%. That's the range. This marks the third consecutive cut since September, a cumulative of 75 basis points reduction in just 3 months. Powell himself admitted the Fed funds rate is now within a broad range of estimates of its neutral value, and we are well positioned to wait to see how the economy evolves. Translation, the Fed has pushed policy to the high end of neutral, but refuses to admit it is already stoking inflationary flames. Yet buried beneath the headline cut was the real story. The FOMC declared that reserve balances have declined to an ample level, and therefore the desk will purchase treasury bills to ensure reserves remain ample. In plain English, Powell has launched a tacit QE program of $40 billion per month. This is not about a neutral policy. It's about stealth monetization. Powell has proven himself one of the greatest counterfeiters in Fed history. People need to know that Powell is worried about reducing debt service payments for the Treasury and keeping banks liquid. The middle class be damned. The dissent within the committee underscores the confusion. Governor Stephen Moran wanted a 50 basis point cut, while Austin Goolsbee and Jeffrey Schmidt, to their credit, voted for no change. Three dissents, the most in 6 years, signaled a fractured Fed, unable to reconcile its dual mandate with reality. GDP is rising at an annual rate above 3%. Inflation has been above target for nearly 5 years, and yet Powell insists on further loosening and QE. I mean, if inflation can run above 2% for a half a decade, why the rush to cut rates before it even dips below target? The Fed's credibility is eroded by its asymmetric tolerance, always erring on the side of higher inflation, never restraint, no longer, since Paul Volcker. Markets now face a void. Powell's rate cut and tacit QE program are today's reality. But his tenure ends on May 15, 2026, with Trump's appointee taking over on June 17th. That's his first meeting. Between now and then, investors must navigate a policy vacuum where Powell's QE may either fail to keep credit markets liquid or overshoot, pushing inflation higher and wreaking havoc on the long end of the yield curve. The economic backdrop only sharpens the contradictions. According to Charles Schwab, the rejection rate for all types of credit, mortgage, credit card, auto, has surged to an all-time high of 24.8%. Meanwhile, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas reports layoff announcements topping 1.1 million this year, the worst since the pandemic year 2020. These are not signs of an economy in need of a looser policy. That doesn't fix anything. These are signs of a structural weakness that monetary tinkering cannot fix. Cutting rates while credit is being denied and layoffs amount is akin to pouring gasoline on a fire and calling it water. Powell's defenders argue that the Fed must balance risks to employment and inflation. But the Fed's own projections show GDP growth above 3% and inflation still elevated. The labor market is cooling, yes, but it's not collapsing. The unemployment rate sits at 4.4%, hardly catastrophic. The Fed's obsession with preemptive easing reveals its true bias. It's not a neutral arbiter of stability, but a political actor desperate to prop up asset prices to boost Powell's legacy. That's what he's worried about. It's all about politics and power. The implications for investors are stark. Powell's $40 billion QE may temporarily lubricate credit markets, but it risks reigniting inflation even further. If inflation expectations rise, the yield curve could explode violently, undermining long-term treasuries and destabilizing equities. Conversely, if QE fails to offset tightening credit conditions, liquidity could dry up, exposing over-leveraged sectors to collapse. Either outcome is chaos. I have long warned that the Fed's addiction to monetary manipulation creates cycles of booms and busts. Today's meeting confirms that Powell is willing to sacrifice credibility for expediency. He cuts rates into strength, launches QE under cover of reserve management, and leaves markets to guess what comes next. As Powell himself said, quote, monetary policy is not on a preset course, and we will make our decisions on a meeting-by-meeting basis, close quote. This is not guidance. It is abdication. Heading into 2026, the two metrics to monitor are clear. Credit market liquidity, will Powell's QE be enough to offset the record high rejection rate of credit? And inflation trajectory, will $40 billion per month push prices higher, destabilizing the yield curve? For now, prudence dictates remaining net long in the portfolio, but with some hedges in place. The Fed has once again chosen inflation over discipline, liquidity over credibility. Investors must prepare for volatility because Powell's counterfeit calm is masking the storm.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.